We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hello?
Hey, kid, it's me. They found me.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. The dogs are fine. Thought I covered the tracks. You and I were not going to be able to talk again. Remember that I love you. That I'll always love you.
I'm going to have to check this one out. Added to my infinite list. That's Jeff Bridges. He and John Lithgow starring in The Old Man, a new streaming series and original Hulu FX streaming series. And Tim Lammers here to tell us all about it. Welcome back, Tim.
Thank you, Paul. Always great to hear Jeff Bridges' voice, isn't it?
Yep. He is an icon, no question.
He is an icon, and obviously some struggles. Actually, smack dab in the middle of production of The Old Man, he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and on top of that, he dealt with COVID. He said that's actually what almost did him in. So he's had a heck of a battle in the middle of all of this, but he came back as strong as ever to finish this series. Yes, The Old Man, it is really an intense series. The story works on a couple different timelines. They show his character, Dan Chase, as a young man 30 years ago. He was on an off-the-books mission helping the Afghans when the Russians invaded, but something went wrong with that mission. He could implicate some government folks, one of them being John Lithgow. And so he finds himself on the run with his daughter. And obviously, if they find out where she's located, it could spell doom for her as well. So this is a very intense, I guess you could say, a cat and mouse sort of situation, but really brutal. Jeff Bridges, he goes to extreme measures to take out the bad guys in this one. But yeah, it's a real thought-provoking series. It's a 7-episode series. You can get the first 2 episodes on Hulu right now.
Is it a dark thriller, dark mystery? Is there any humor, any levity in this thing?
Very little humor. Yeah, it's mostly dark. I mean, again, we were talking about contract. There's contracts out for his life. So supposedly invincible people coming after him, it usually doesn't end well for them. So, again, like I said, I think brutally violent, maybe not excessive blood and gore, but, you know, it's pretty evident what's going on here. So, no levity, really. The guy's trying to survive after, being found out after 30 years off the grid. So it's pretty intense. Yeah, I guess you could best classify it as a crime thriller with maybe a couple laughs here and there. But again, mostly dark stuff, Paul.
But what, to talk about a double scoop of crap. I mean, COVID and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma killed my father-in-law. So I know a lot about that.
Sorry
about
to hear
that kind
that.
Of cancer.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, but I did not know that.
Yeah, he battled that, and it was, I think it was during his treatment that he actually got COVID. And, in interviews, he's done a very, very few of them, but, with larger outlets. And, has said that, actually it was the COVID that really, really came close to ending his life. But again, he's a resilient fella, and it's great that, look, I mean, a guy like Jeff, he could call it a day anytime he wants, right? But he has a passion for what he does. It really shows. This guy is so amazing to watch. He has such of a looming presence in this series that when he's not even on screen, you can feel his presence. So I'm glad that, who knows from here how much longer he's going to do stuff, but I'm really glad that he finished out this series.
Yeah, me too. I will check that out. Hey, here's a clip from the new Netflix documentary series, Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey.
In our minds, the police, even the president of the United States, had no authority over us. Warren Jeffs is our president. He was the prophet. And how could you place a human over God?
Known as FLDS. It's a far offshoot of the Mormon church and supports the practice of polygamy.
The more wives, the more children you have, the higher in heaven you'll be.
When you're taught something from birth, from your mother and your father, you believe them because they're your parents.
Oof. Okay. Speaking of humor and levity, this sounds like a nice light comedy series.
Not at all. Not at all. Oh. And I'm sure people are familiar with the name Warren Jeffs. I mean, he was on FBI's 10 most wanted list. FLDS is the Fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints. Again, an offshoot of, you know, the Mormon religion. And they take things to the extremes. And one of those things is, the taking as many child brides as they want. It's a stupefying thing to watch, Paul, because you're sitting there scratching your head saying, how is this going on in our own United States? Again, you heard the audio of the people saying, you know, it seemed like nobody could touch this guy, this Warren Jeffs. I mean, it seemed like nobody had authority over him. I don't know if the president ever did challenge what he did, but God, they make it sound like this guy is untouchable. And before him was his father, Rulon Jeffs, who, you know, he was equally as bad. But if you can just about imagine how much further this Warren Jeffs guy took it. And to me, the interesting thing about the series is it kind of puts, there's a series on Hulu, actually, called Under the Banner of Heaven, which I believe we talked about, which was about LDS extremists. This kind of puts more of a human face on it now because it's a documentary. And, while the Under the Banner of Heaven is more like, obviously it's a dramatic retelling of that true story, this thing is even more compelling. Again, it's fascinating, if not for any other reason than the question of how can this happen? How could this happen in the first place? Is this still happening? What can we do to stop these sorts of practices? Because it seems like they're governing their own land and nobody can do anything about it.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. The Church of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, have washed their hands of this offshoot.
And that's the whole thing. I mean,
it's illegal. It's illegal,
yeah, it's illegal
and it's a cult.
Yeah, it is a cult, and the thing is that the sad part about it is that, you know, Mormons that obviously don't practice that, they seem to get lumped in along with these people,
right.
And that's not the case at all. The big key here is fundamentalists, these very, very, very old-school beliefs that people still practice, apparently. What's really sad is that this guy, Warren Jeffs, and I think people know this already. I mean, he's put away for life plus 20 years. He's still pulling the strings. You know, there's this stuff is still going on. Whether it's people are going to stop it or not, I don't know. But I guess unless you draw attention to the situation, like many of the, you know, victims do in this particular series, people aren't going to be aware of it. People need to be made aware of it in order for change to be made.
Amen. Tim Lammers, thank you for two great suggestions. Catch you on Friday, my friend.
Yeah, well, something much more lighter on Friday. Well, I guess kind of. Elvis. So, you know, a remarkable true story of Elvis Presley on the big screen. So we'll talk about that on Friday.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Tim.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.